the outcome to this one. In overtime, Wartburg 93-88. Always a conference tournament battle between these two teams. You had two battles in the regular season in a certain way. And, Coach, they just got you here tonight in overtime.
Yep, they did a good job. I thought they played a nice game tonight. And, it's just the way it goes. We just couldn't get it done defensively tonight. And, I thought their guards really had a nice game. Jordan Cannon had a really nice game today. And, I don't know what you do about it. It's just the way it is sometimes. It's college basketball.
Brian Cannon scored their first 10 points, and he was really getting to the rack nicely for himself.
Yeah, he was. He was. I don't know what he had tonight. He probably had 30 or 40.
32,
yeah. Yeah, he was really good tonight, and, we just struggled with him a little bit. And, we came back. We got ourselves down. I think we were down 12 points or so. We got back within the game, so the guys got a lot of class. I hit a big shot there towards the end of regulation, by Cannon, and I don't know. That's the way it goes, I guess. But just lack of execution at times, especially on the defensive end. But overall, what do you say? We had a group of seniors who really had a great career, and it was a lot of fun coaching those guys, every single one of them.
Brian, it was 70-58 with 9:20 to go. Wartburg's up a dozen. And in just over 3 minutes, you had the lead back. So you talk about character and guts. Your team certainly showed that.
We had it. We had it for sure. We just got a little bit tired out there for whatever reason. I thought we just didn't have energy in overtime. But we amassed so much energy just to get back in the game. And so that's just, it's disappointing to see the guys in the locker room. It was a tough one for them tonight for sure.
And you too and your assistant coaches. Brian, I know you oftentimes do not call timeouts in last second shot situations, and that was the case this evening.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, we got down to about 5 feet away. I mean, we really did. I mean, we're not going to get much better than that probably. And, you got to trust you guys sometimes. We've done it before in practice. We've done it before. So, it's not that, it's just the way it is. So, Now, after the way it goes, you probably wish you would have called timeout. But we actually got a pretty good look there. I mean, that's a shot Cole can make, and it just didn't go in.
Well, Coach, a lot was going in for Nick Clark. He's coming back for his senior season next year. He lit it up to the tune of 27.
Yeah, he had a nice game tonight. He's always, you can guarantee he's going to play well in big situations, and it was good to see.
Brian, again, thank you for coming up. I know it's a disappointed locker room and coaching staff. 18-8, tough one.
Yeah, it's not a fun locker room, that's for sure. And, it's tough. Anybody who's been involved in this knows how difficult this is. I mean, it's tough to win. It's tough to handle losing. It's tough to, it's a tough game out there. You can second guess everything about it. But the bottom line is our guys played like a family tonight. They played like a family all year long, got a lot better as the year went on, and a lot of fun to coach these guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Okay, buddy.
Appreciate
Thanks, Chris.
It.